Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and to kick off today's show, we bring in Alana Rue. She's the president and CEO of the Detroit Historical Society. Alana, welcome to Opportunity Detroit.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Ann.
And you know, speaking of Opportunity Detroit, I think we all need to take the opportunity to head over to the Detroit Historical Museum to check out all of these great exhibits. And you even have a new one. Tell us about it.
We do. Oh, my gosh. Well, Ann, as you know, we've been our region's storytellers for, 103 years now. And we always have a lot going on. But May in particular is a big month at the Historical Museum. We're actually opening major exhibits at both museums. You know, you recall we also run the Dawson Great Lakes Museum, and we have our ball coming up. But just opening this weekend, we're really excited to be partnering with the Kresge Foundation and opening a new exhibition that's celebrating their 100th anniversary. And this exhibit takes visitors through the history of the Kresge retail area from the, you know, Kresge and Wilson Five and Dime all the way through the blue light specials of the Kmart era that we all remember. of course, the Kresge Foundation has just made such an incredible impact, you know, really across the country. People might not be aware of that. And so it tells the story of the family and the impact that the Kresge Foundation has been making. And it, I mean, it's really a wonderful opportunity. We've also have part of this, a once-in-a-generation update to the Kresge and Wilson storefront that's in our streets of old Detroit. That's, you know, it's really a fun way for people to just see how the stores evolved, you know, kind of in real time, in real place.
That is really cool. A lot of people, I know we always talk about the Kresge Foundation, but I bet a lot of people don't realize the great work that's been done there.
Well, it's amazing. It's, you know, over generations, it is literally every single state in the U.S. has benefited from their generosity, and people can explore all of that.
That's very, very cool. Now, you've also got the Detroit Legends event coming up. Can you talk a little bit about these legends and how this is going to work?
Yes. Well, we're super excited about this. So this is our annual society ball, which is going to be taking place at the museum. It's our cornerstone fundraiser on Saturday, May 11th, and tickets still are available. The evening is going to begin by welcoming to Legends Plaza, you know, which is sort of our Detroit Hollywood Walk of Fame, you know. But we're welcoming three new Detroit legends into that this year. Newscaster Huel Perkins, Spartan legend and Pistons announcer Greg Kelser, and also Detroit Red Wing player and broadcaster Mickey Redmond. So their hands and signatures will be installed on the plaza now for all time, and that's how we're going to begin the event. You know, it's our, as I said, our cornerstone event. The whole museum will be activated. It's a retro-futurism theme because we are really looking forward at the next 100 years.
Wow, that's great. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the other interesting exhibits in the museum that people may want to come and take a look at during the spring, and especially during the summer when the kids are off, Alana?
Sure. Well, I'm going to start off, Ann, by touching on a couple things that are happening at the Dawson Great Lakes Museum. So on May 18th, we are opening an exhibit called Challenging These Waters in partnership with the Bayview Yacht Club. And it features the history of the famous Port Huron to Mackinac sailboat race that happens every July. So that's going to be a highlight in the museum for the next year. And, you know, we know how many people love going to Belle Isle. A lot of people kind of miss that the Dawson Great Lakes Museum is there. So we really hope people will come out and join us right there on the river. But we're also, you know, we have other exhibits that are opening, a really spectacular exhibit telling the centennial story of Detroit Diesel. Is opening soon. We're telling the story of Z-Bart, and we have a really cool Detroit Pistons exhibition that is up now as well.
That's great. So let's focus on the Dawson Great Lakes Museum for a few minutes. Can you talk a little bit more about where exactly it is and what is featured in this museum? Because you're right, it's kind of, you know, tucked away.
It is. Yeah. Well, you know, we are on the Canada side of Belle Isle. So when you come in, as you're going around the circle on the Strand, we'll be on the right there. The Dawson Great Lakes Museum has been there since 1960, and it tells the maritime history, really, of the whole Great Lakes region. And it's just a wonderful little museum that is frankly pretty magical. You can pretend that you are piloting a freighter. You can learn the story of the Edmund Fitzgerald. We actually have the bow anchor of the Fitz on display, and a wonderful memorial to the sailors that lost their lives when the Fitzgerald went down. And really just learning about, the waterways and their importance to the founding of Detroit.
Yes, it'd be a great way to spend a summer day here in Detroit. And going back to the Detroit Historical Museum, what's the history behind the museum? How long has it been around? And I know since you've been in charge, you've made a lot of really interesting changes bringing history to life for people, Alana.
Oh, well, thanks, Anne. Yeah, I mean, gosh, I tell people all the time, I think I have the coolest job in Detroit.
you do.
And but being storytellers, it's so important, and it really is magical. So we are changing exhibits all the time at the Historical Society. We had 19 different exhibits just in the past year. So people who think like, oh, I've been there, I've seen that, not true. You know, please come back. But the Detroit Historical Society was founded 103 years ago. The Detroit Historical Museum, however, didn't open until 1951. And then there was, in 1960, a significant addition was put on that, you know, doubled the space of the museum. And we've been working really hard to ensure that we are telling everyone's stories. You know, it's something we take really seriously, that we are the only museum in our region that is responsible really for telling the stories of everyone who lives here. So those are very diverse. We have a fabulous exhibit right now called Life on Hastings Street, which we're doing in partnership with the Jewish Historical Society, that talks about the Jewish people that really founded the area of Black Bottom and Paradise Valley and how that changed over the years. So, you know, we have opportunity really to partner with organizations and groups whose stories might not be told elsewhere.
And it's really cool how it's laid out. You can kind of walk around like you're walking around the streets of Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I mean, that exhibit in particular on our lower level, it's like if you grew up in Detroit, you remember going there as a third grader. And, you know, it surprises me. Some people are like, I haven't been here since then, you know, but it's pretty much the same. That's one of those things, we don't dare make changes there very often. But we have recently updated. We've added QR code powered interpretation. So if you're in the streets of old Detroit, it'll still feel like it did, but you can take out your phone and, you know, watch some videos and learn much more in depth about the individual stores that are featured there. So, I mean, it's really, there's something always changing and different. And if folks haven't been down in a while, this summer would be a great time to do so.
Now, I know this is kind of like asking a mom, who's your favorite child, but I'll ask, what is your favorite exhibit? What do you like the most?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I can't really pick, but I think the most impactful thing that we've done in our history is to tell the story of the uprising in Detroit in 1967.
Yes.
You'll recall, Anne, I know you guys are really involved at JR in helping promote that. And when it opened in 2017, and, that tells a critical story of, how Detroit has changed over the years. And at the time that opened, it was supposed to be a temporary exhibit that would be around for a couple of years. And since I came on board here in 2018, we realized that it's just too important. And so it became the first new permanent exhibit at the Historical Society in years. So we're making some relevant updates to that right now, too, though, coming up here in the next little bit to bring the story forward to modern times and all of the things that happen with race relations in the city since then.
Speaking of our city and how it has developed over the years, it must be really fun for you to see all the great things happening in and around Detroit, Alana.
Oh, Well, it is. And one of the things that we take, you know, also really seriously is that it's our role to also collect the stories that are, as they're being made now, history in the making. And so, in fact, over the last couple of days, we've had our team from our curatorial and collections department working with the Detroit Lions and Visit Detroit and the DDP to collect artifacts from the draft.
Oh.
And, you know, people don't think about that. And a lot of the stuff would have just been thrown away. You know, like, you don't really, it's not going to happen again. So we were really grateful to the leadership of those organizations that reached out and let us kind of get behind the scenes to save these items. And so we're hoping that they will be on display in the not too distant future here.
Well, you know, that's really fascinating. What are some of the items that you were interested in that you were able to get?
You know, it's funny. They just picked him up this morning, so that's hot off the presses. I'm not even sure exactly, sure. You know, what we have. I know that some of the things that are interesting, though, are the things that not everyone could get. So, you know, kind of anything from that simple from, like, the behind-the-scenes passes. You know, the VIP passes, sure, and things like that, any of the promotional materials,
like signs.
But then, you know, also sort of these big props that we all saw. I mean, I didn't go down there, but, you know, that we all saw on TV,
right,
you know, the countdown clock and, you know, the stuff that was in Campus Martius and some of the experiential things that people, you know, were able to participate in. So I know that our team was able to collect some of those things, and we're just going to have to wait and see because I don't even know yet.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I just did a draft wrap-up for our company, and we have a lot of really cool things that I want to save, too. You know, like, we have a countdown, and Mark Blackwell, our production director, did these incredible 60-second promos where we had our talent welcome Detroiters to the city and then give them advice about what to go and do. And a lot of them recommended, you know, food and fun activities. But, you know, those are things to save, too, because this was really a once-in-a-lifetime thing for many people.
It was, yeah, absolutely. You know, you have to imagine that because we did so well with this, that somewhere down the line, who knows how many years later, there'll be another draft that happens here. And so, you know, that's another reason why contemporary collecting, as we call it, is so important, because people are going to say, oh, you know, remember that, right? And we'll be able to pull these things out or remind people about what it was like during this time.
And, you know, finally, you say you have the greatest job, which it is a really fun job. But what is it about this job that you love? I mean, is there something in particular, or is it just bringing history to life?
Well, it's a great question. There's a lot of things. You know, history is really important. And, you know, a lot of people kind of take it for granted. But as we know, it informs the future. And so one of the things I love is watching little kids walk around the museum and see stories of the past that can inspire them, you know, of what they could be in the future. You know, caring for the city's collection of artifacts, there are almost 300,000 artifacts that are important to our region that we take care of in an old World War II era building that's out at historic Fort Wayne. And, you know, that responsibility is really pretty amazing and magical. But I think it's, you know, too, just the opportunity to ensure that this institution that's so important is going to be here 100 years from now.
Yes.
And, you know, so of course, like all nonprofits and museums around the world, we're struggling financially in sort of this post-COVID world. We're pursuing a millage in partnership with the Charles H. Wright. And, you know, should that come to fruition, we would be changing the trajectory of this institution for all time. And what an amazing legacy that would be. I would be so proud to say that I was part of a team that was able to make that happen.
Absolutely. Now, tell us where the museum is. I know you talked about the Dawson Great Lakes Museum, but explain to our listeners where to go. And I know you have a good website. They should go check out the website, donate,
they should
figure out how to get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep, DetroitHistorical.org, and you can find us on social just by looking up Detroit Historical. But we are right on Woodward, 5401 Woodward, at the corner of Kirby, and we are just across Kirby from the public library, and we're in the vibrant cultural district, and a kitty corner from the DIA, and we love bringing, having people come down to the cultural district and visiting more than one of the amazing places that we have down in Midtown.
Alana Rue, President and CEO of the Detroit Historical Society, thanks so much for your time today. It was great talking to you.
Oh, great to catch up, Ann. Thanks for having me.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, we'll find out how construction is coming along at the Gordie Howe International Bridge. We'll be right back after these messages.